So continuing. It's Pesha Vasubatamas, but we didn't finish, so let's continue. And the Mishnah Tanya says that there's five occurrences on Shiva Vasubatamas. We said in order, the luchas were broken in the midbar. King Menashe brought two avodah zarahs into the Heichal, into the Beis Hamikdash. Apostumus burnt the Sefer Torah. Apostumus was a Greek king. He burnt the Sefer Torah. Carbon Talmud was ceased. No more Carbon Talmud. Rashi says the Romans decreed that the Carbon Talmud should be no more. And the walls of Yerushalayim were broken down. And we said that's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, the walls of the Yerushalayim during the first Beis HaMikdash were broken down on the ninth day of Tammuz. And the second Beis HaMikdash, the walls were broken on the 17th. And we commemorate, or we relive, the 17th because that's closer. We're in the Golos of the second Beis HaMikdash. We're in that Golos. The Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli. And the Yerushalmi holds that both Batei Mikdashim, the walls surrounding Yerushalayim, were broken down on the 17th. The Yerushalmi has a kasha. How could you say that? When the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk in Malachim, say that it was broken down on the 9th. So how could the Mishnah say it was broken on the 17th when the Pasuk says it was broken on the 9th? And the Yerushalmi answers that there was a mistake in the calculation.